Youth Performance at SLB is made possible with support from Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency whose grants are administered locally by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, as well as PNC Bank and the Grable Foundation. Well, today it's our pleasure to welcome four viola players. Margot Pizzula is here from Pittsburgh Music Academy, and she's brought three students with her, Maya, Beth, and Zora. You'll get a chance to meet everybody throughout the next 20 to 30 minutes or so. But we're going to have them start with a couple songs here now, the viola players from Pittsburgh Music Academy. Are going to hear another selection, and then you'll get a chance to meet the viola players. And Beth and Zora and Margot played on that, and I think they are going to play as a trio on this next selection. And here it is.
Thank you.
the Saturday Light Brigade, Pittsburgh Music Academy. And why don't we meet you first? Could you come up to this microphone and say hello? Can you just tell us your name and where you're from?
I'm Zora.
Hang on. Let me, let's see. Oh, here we go. My apologies. Go ahead.
I'm Zora Mosley and from South Fayette.
And how long have you played viola?
5 years.
How old are you?
13.
And where do you go to school?
South Fayette Middle School.
And there must be, that's a pretty big school, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an orchestra or group you can play in at the school? Or do you take lessons as part of your, I know you study at Pittsburgh Music Academy, but what about at school?
There is no orchestra at school. I only take private lessons at Pittsburgh Music Academy.
Are there other viola players in your class? You're the only one.
Yeah.
That you know of, at least, mm-hmm. I guess.
Well, other than at Pittsburgh Music Academy.
What got you interested in playing viola? I probably asked you that before, but there's new people listening. I'm just curious. Did you know you wanted to play that instead of, say, violin or clarinet or another instrument?
Well, I started at a different school and they had orchestra there and I just chose viola, I guess.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to? A shout out to anybody?
All of my family.
Great. By the way, if you would like to text us with a message to anybody playing here today, it's 412-200-5975 and we'll pass it along. Before you go, can you tell me about the two songs that you played just now?
We played Waltz by Jay Brahms and Musette by J.S. Bach.
Excellent. And now we're going to hear another song. Do you know what's coming up?
Bohemian Folk Song.
Bohemian Folk Song. And then we'll get to meet at least one of the other viola players after this next song, maybe both. Here again from Pittsburgh Music Academy, we have our violists today. That was really nicely done. And why don't we say hello to Zora next? Or I'm sorry, to Beth. Beth, come on up. I'm mixing up my viola players. Tell me about your... Gio, actually, can you just tilt that down just a teeny bit? We'll adjust that mic for you. Thank you. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Elizabeth.
And how old are you?
I'm 9.
Where do you go to school?
My mom teaches me. It's traditional homeschooling.
That's great. And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My brothers, Ethan and Gavin.
How old are they?
Ethan is 11 and Gavin is 10.
Do they play instruments too?
Yeah. Gavin plays cello and Ethan plays piano.
Do you ever play as a trio?
Not usually.
I could see you doing that, though. So what subjects do you like in school?
I like spelling and reading.
Are you pretty good at spelling?
Kind of.
Yeah, spelling's kind of fun. And if you're a good reader, that will help you be a better speller, too. Now, I know you've been playing viola for a while, haven't you?
Not really. I only played it for 1 year so far.
Really? What did you play another instrument before?
Yeah, I started with violin. I started that when I was 6, I think.
And then what caused you to want to change?
I just kind of wanted to play a different instrument, and I got a viola for Christmas, so
well, that's
started
great.
Playing it.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm so glad to meet you, and thank you for being here today. Do you know the song that is going to be played next?
Allegro.
Allegro. And then after Allegro, maybe we can talk to Margot, or we'll talk to Maya, or maybe both. But here comes Pittsburgh Music Academy, and you're going to get a chance to hear from hear the song Allegro. And we're set, and oh, good. Wait, everyone's going to play on this one, it sounds like. Here they are. That sounded great. And why don't we talk to Maya? Maya, this red microphone right here is for you. And if you can come up to it, that way I can see you really well. How old are you, Maya?
5.
And is there anybody you would like to say hello to who is here with you today out in the big studio or maybe at home that might be listening?
No.
Nobody at all? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes.
What are their names?
Layla and Jude.
And what do you like about music?
I wanted to play an instrument because my sister and brother did.
What do they play?
Cello.
And has it been hard to learn to play the viola?
Kind of.
What are some of the things that make it hard?
Listening.
Listening as you play to make sure. Is it hard? Is it hard to play with other people? Is it harder than playing by yourself?
No.
Playing? Do you like playing with other people?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun. What do you like to do for fun when you're not playing viola? If you were inside and like on a day like today, it's really cold. You wouldn't want to go out and do too much today. What might you do inside for fun?
Paint.
Paint? Do you mean like painting walls or do you mean like making pictures?
Making pictures.
What do you like to make pictures of?
Cupcakes.
I like that. Do you ever, you could make cupcakes and then make pictures on top of the cupcakes. That would be kind of fun too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm really glad you're able to be here with us today. Thank you. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No.
Okay. Thanks, Maya. And there were a few other students who were going to join us today, but I think the inclement weather made it difficult for some of them. And let me turn to Margot Pizzola. Margot, you can just you can raise that up. And Margot is just a little bit taller than Maya. I think you're about 2 Mayas tall, maybe a Maya and a half. But you have been teaching at Pittsburgh Music Academy, and these kids sound great. I know there were some other students that couldn't make it today due to the weather.
There were actually. We were supposed to have Cambria and Micah with us, but Cambria had gotten sick, so they were not able to join us. But
well,
we send a shout out to them and wish that they were here playing with us.
Absolutely. And I'm trying to remember, do you have 2 more songs or is it 3? I'm trying.
Well, let me take a look here.
Okay. We're putting leader Margot on the spot.
We have 3 more.
Okay. And what's the next one?
Oh, Come Little Children.
Oh, Come Little Children. So again, we have our violists from Pittsburgh Music Academy.
Thank you.
when I hear that song, I always remember that was one I learned to play on the piano growing up when I was following the John Thompson method of piano playing. Now it's probably typically the Suzuki method, I think. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Margot, what would you like to play next, or what will the group play next?
Well, we can do two songs in a row if that's okay.
Sure.
We have French folk song and then Twinkle Theme.
Well, let me thank you. This will be our last chance to talk. Thank you for being here. Everybody sounds great. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure folks interested in learning more about Pittsburgh Music Academy can reach you at the website. What's the best? Is that the best way?
Yeah. What you would type in is pghma.com.
pghma.com. That's easy. PGH for Pittsburgh, MA mm-hmm. for Music Academy.com.
Or there's also our phone number, which is 412-429-2122.
Excellent. So you're about to hear French folk song and then Twinkle Variations, with our thanks to Maya, Beth, Zora, and Margot. There, you've got the violists, and what a great job, and I hope that we will get a chance to hear you again soon. Pittsburgh Music Academy, pghma.com.